Day 6011. I am only 30 minutes away from her. I am woken at dawn by my sister shaking me, shouting my name, Valeria. I think I'm late for school, but no, I'm late for work. I am a maid, an underage, illegal maid. Valeria doesn't speak English, so all the thoughts I have to access are in Spanish. I barely know what's happening. It takes me time to translate what's going on. There are four of us in the apartment. We put on our uniforms and a van comes to pick us up. I'm the youngest, the least respected. My sister speaks to me and I nod. I feel like my insides are twisting. And at first, I think it's just because of the shock of the situation. Then I realize they really are twisting. Cramps. I find the words and tell my sister this. She understands, but I'm still going to have to work. More women join us in the van, and another girl my age. Some people chat, but my sister and I don't say a word to any of them. The van starts dropping us off at people's homes. Always at least two of us per house, sometimes three or four. I am paired with my sister. I am in charge of bathrooms. I must scrub the toilets, remove the hairs from the shower, shine the mirrors until they gleam. Each of us is in our own room. We do not talk. We don't play music. We just work. I am sweating in my uniform. The cramps will not go away. The medicine cabinets are full, but I know that I am here to clean, not to take. Nobody would miss 2 Midol, but it's not worth the risk. When I get to the master bathroom, the woman of the house is still in her bedroom, talking on the phone. She doesn't think I can understand a word she says. What a shock it would be were Valeria to stomp right in and start talking to her about the laws of thermodynamics or the life of Thomas Jefferson in flawless English. After 2 hours, we are done with the house. I think that will be it, but there are 4 more houses after that. By the end, I can barely move, and my sister, seeing this, does the bathrooms with me. We are a team, and that kinship gives the day the only memory worth keeping. By the time we get home, I can barely speak. I force myself to have dinner, but it's a silent meal. Then I head to bed, leaving room for my sister beside me. Email is not an option.